Chinese and Taiwanese students in Australia are increasingly being targeted by cyber criminals. The scams take a variety of forms, but most commonly scammers construct simulated kidnappings of international students to fleece families back home of ransom money. So far, they've made $2 million out of these families. Commander David McLean is the Cybercrime Operations Manager of the Australian Federal Police. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
So far, the AFP is aware of 25 cases, but there are probably more, right?
Yeah, roughly 25 at the moment that we're consciously aware of. However, we do expect there's others out there.
Do you anticipate that more victims will come forward to the police now that the issue has been so widely publicised? Was that part of the plan?
I expect they will. We've seen a few people come forward since, you know, we've been talking about this over the last week or so. Even today, we're doing some more engagement at ANU here in Canberra, together with partners from ID Care. So I think if those efforts are effective, we'll not only prevent more people from falling victim, but those folks who have had some contact with the scammers are likely to step forward.
How vulnerable are students, especially international students, to crimes like these?
That's a challenging one to answer directly. We find the victims to come from within what we would say are vulnerable pockets or sectors of the community. They're vulnerable for a variety of reasons, largely because they're young folk, they're away from home, they're in a foreign country, and the nature of the scams themselves have some sort of emotional motive or some sort of emotional attachment to them as victims. So there's a whole bunch of complex factors at play to create the vulnerability on behalf of the people. I'm not suggesting that the group of people by and large are specifically vulnerable, but once the scam itself is sort of put into effect, that sort of reaches into their consciousness and their vulnerability and their emotions, and that's thereafter when we see them act on that, that's when they tend to become victims.
So just to go through what the scam actually involves, they reach out to family in, for instance, China or Taiwan and make these allegations about what's happening to the student?
It operates in a number of different ways. It can happen that way or it can happen in reverse. They can make unsolicited contact with the victims in Australia. They can present to those intended victims that there are a set of circumstances going on in their home country that is somehow involves them here in Australia. Typically, they will suggest to them or assert to them that their identity or they as an individual have been implicated in an offence, and then try and extract from them some sort of fine or payment in order to get themselves out of the situation they're allegedly in the foreign country. So that's one version of the scam that we're seeing.
How challenging will it be to catch those responsible for the scams?
Oh, it'll take time and effort on our part, but that's okay. We're hard at work on it together with our state and territory law enforcement partners, in addition to which we're working with Interpol and through our liaison officers based in China and with the Chinese authorities themselves. So we'll do our best and we'll see what we can do in terms of making these people accountable.
The nature of cybercrime is such that it isn't constrained by state borders. How important is it for your team to cooperate with authorities in China on issues like this? And what's that cooperation like?
Cybercrime is a transnational crime. It's a modern phenomenon. But law enforcement nowadays is an international team sport. Now, we, through the agency of over 100 Australian Federal Police officers in foreign locations, work closely on a daily basis with police in China and indeed all around the planet. So I have a high degree of confidence in our ability to access those relationships and the skills and the resources of host country law enforcement wherever our avenues of inquiry take us in this particular form of offending, or indeed any other form of transnational crime that the AFP investigates.
And are we seeing an increase in this type of crime?
This particular scam, it comes and goes. It's a little bit sporadic or episodic, not only in Australia but elsewhere around the world. We'll see how this particular campaign plays out for now. However, in relation to cybercrime more generally, yes, the numbers are increasing. The instances of cybercrime are increasing annually, and we're having to do more with our state and territory partners and our international partners to try and arrest some of the people responsible and to keep them accountable.
If we can zoom out from this particular case, what is the most significant cybercrime threat facing Australia from your perspective more broadly?
Cybercrime, I guess if we could arrange it in a few different clusters or families, families. We still see the persistence of different forms of ransomware, credential stealing malware, social phishing scams, if you like. There's a whole variety of them. It's quite extraordinary in their diversity, but certainly malware, ransomware, DDoSing, credential harvesting malware, financially motivated cybercrime. It's all very, very prevalent and unfortunately increasing.
And is Australia's security infrastructure equipped to deal with that growing threat of cybercrime? Because that's been a bit of an issue throughout the different stories we've seen come up.
I think as an economy and as a society, we're certainly early adopters and high consumers of mobile devices and indeed all sorts of technology. But we can do better and we need to do better and we need to do more in terms of as a society and as economy, as individuals, that we're aware of the environments into which we're going, the cyber ecosystems in which we're living, working and playing, and how to make sure that we're protecting ourselves and our families each and every time that we visit them.
Many thanks for your time.
Thanks very much.
That's Commander David McLean, the Cyber Crimes Operations Manager of the Australian Federal Police. And this is RN Drive.